ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 24 एंटाइटल्ड द सबटेरेनियन हेवनली प्लैनेट्स Text 8 to 17. In these seven planetary systems, which are also known as the subterranean heavens, Bilaswarga, there are very beautiful houses, gardens, and places of sense enjoyment, which are ever more opulent than those in the higher planets. Because the demons have a very high standard of sensual pleasure, wealth, and influence. Most of the residents of these planets, who are known as Daityas, Danavas, and Nagas, live as householders. Their wives, children, friends, and society are all fully engaged in illusory material happiness. The sense enjoyment of the demigods is sometimes disturbed, but the residents of these planets enjoy life without disturbances. Thus, they are understood to be very attached to illusory happiness. My dear King, in the imitation heavens known as Bilaswarga, there is a great demon named Mayadanava, who is an expert artist and architect. He has constructed many brilliantly decorated cities. There are many wonderful houses, walls, gates, assembly houses, temples, yards, and temple compounds, as well as many hotels serving as residential quarters for foreigners. The houses for the leaders of these planets are constructed with the most valuable jewels, and they are always crowded with living entities known as Nagas and Asuras, as well as many pigeons, parrots, and similar birds. All in all, these imitation heavenly cities are most beautifully situated and attractively decorated. The parks and gardens in the artificial heavens surpass in beauty those of the upper heavenly planets. The trees in those gardens, embraced by creepers, bend with a heavy burden of twigs, with fruits and flowers, and therefore they appear extraordinarily beautiful. That beauty could attract anyone and make his mind fully blossom in the pleasure of sense gratification. There are many lakes and reservoirs with clear, transparent water, agitated by jumping fish, and decorated with many flowers such as lilies, kuvalayas, kahlaras, the blue and red lotuses. Pairs of chakravakas and many other water birds nest in the lakes and always enjoy in a happy mood, making sweet, pleasing vibrations that are very satisfying and conducive to enjoyment of the senses. Since there is no sunshine in those subterranean planets, time is not divided into days and nights, and consequently, fear produced by time does not exist. Many great serpents reside there with gems on their hoods, and the effulgence of these gems dissipates the darkness in all directions. Since the residents of these planets drink and bathe in juices and elixirs made from wonderful herbs, they are freed from all anxieties and physical diseases. They have no experience of gray hair, wrinkles, or invalidity. Their bodily lusters do not fade. Their perspiration does not cause a bad smell, and they are not troubled by fatigue or by lack of energy or enthusiasm due to old age. They live very auspiciously and do not fear death from anything but death's established time, which is the effulgence of the Sudarshan Chakra of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Had it not been Srimad Bhagavatam, it is good for a nice fairy tale. Anyone would believe that this is wonderful imagination of some author, you know, trying to fulfill his desires at least through imaginations and through books. But the Bhagavatam is saying this. When the Sudarshan disc enters those provinces, the pregnant wives of the demons all have miscarriages due to fear of its effulgence. My dear king, now I shall describe to you the lower planetary systems one by one, beginning from Atala. In Atala, there is a demon, the son of Mayadanav, named Bala, who created 96 kinds of mystic power. Some so-called yogis and swamis take advantage of this mystic power to cheat people even today. Simply by yawning, the demon Bala created 3 kinds of women known as Swarini, Kamini and Pumschali. The Swarinis like to marry men from their own group. The Kaminis marry men from any group. And the Pumschalis change husbands one after another. If a man enters the planet of Atala, these women immediately capture him and induce him to drink an intoxicating beverage made with a drug known as Hataka, Cannabis Indica. This intoxicant endows the man with great sexual prowess, of which the women take advantage for enjoyment. A woman will enchant him with attractive glances, intimate words, smiles of love, and then embraces. In this way, she induces him to enjoy sex with her to her full satisfaction. Because of his increased sexual power, the man thinks himself stronger than 10,000 elephants and considers himself most perfect. Indeed, illusion and intoxicated by false pride, he thinks himself God, ignoring impending death. Verse 17. The next planet below Atala is Vitala, wherein Lord Shiva, who is known as the master of gold mines, lives with his personal associates, the ghosts and similar living entities. Lord Shiva, as the progenitor, engages in sex with Bhavani, the progenitress, to produce living entities, and from the mixture of their vital fluid, the river named Hataki is generated. When fire, being made to blaze by the wind, drinks of this river and then sizzles and spits it out, it produces gold called Hataka. The demons who live on the planet with their wives decorate themselves with various ornaments made from that gold, and thus they live there very happily. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It appears that when Bhava and Bhavani, Lord Shiva and his wife, unite sexually, the emulsification of their secretions create a chemical which, when heated by fire, can produce gold. It is said that the alchemists of the medieval age tried to prepare gold from base metal. And Srila Sanatana Goswami also states that when bell metal is treated with mercury, it can produce gold. Srila Sanatana Goswami mentions this in regard to the initiation of low-class men to turn them into brahmanas. Sanatan Goswami said, Yatha kanchanatam yati kamsyam rasavidhanataha tatha diksha vidhanena dvijatvam jayate nrinam. As one can transform kamsa, a bell metal, into gold by treating it with mercury, one can also turn a low-born man into a brahmana by initiating him properly into Vaishnava activities. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is trying to turn mlechas and yavanas into real brahmanas by properly initiating them and stopping them from engaging in meat-eating, intoxication, illicit sex and gambling. One who stops these four principles of sinful activity and chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra can certainly become a pure brahmana through the process of bona fide initiation as suggested by Srila Sanatan Goswami. Apart from this, if one takes a hint from this verse and learns how to mix mercury with bell metal by properly heating and melting them, one can get gold very cheaply. The alchemists of the medieval age tried to manufacture gold, but they were unsuccessful, perhaps because they did not follow the rigid instructions. Recently in Kolhapur, the management committee, we decided to go out one full day to some area where their mobiles doesn't function, out of range, and we found a suitable, very beautiful, nice spot, like on a hill, to discuss about developing a vision and a mission statement for the upcoming temple. There's already a temporary structure there. First time there is some permanency come. Own land and our own building indicates stability. We are here to stay. And that shows also that there are enough people supporting it. So, we were thinking, now that we have a facility, to give a sense of direction or to actually focus our energy fully, the vision and the mission helps. The vision is where you want to go, and the mission tells us how to reach there. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the vision, Prithivite Ache Jato Nagarade Gram Sarvatra Prachar Hoibe Mor Naam. The holy name of the Lord will be chanted in every town and village. This is the vision which should inspire every sincere follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give his life, give his whole energy. An ideal which motivates, which inspires. And he simultaneously gave the mission. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh, amaragya guru hoye taroi desh. How do you achieve that vision that everyone, every town and village, the holy name of the Lord will be chanted? He said, everyone, you can begin. You take up this mission. And what is that? Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Whomever you see, you first become a guru. That means you become purified. You take up, this process of diksha is explained here. You become purified. You become empowered. on my order. And then, Amaragya Guru Hoya Taroi Desh. On my order, become a guru, deliver this whole country, wherever you are living, whichever country you are living. So he gave a vision, he gave a mission. And then he said, Kobuna Badibe Tomar Vishaya Taranga Punarapi Eithani Pavemora Sangha. If you just do this, Kobuna Badibe Tomar Vishaya Taranga. Under any circumstances, if you are following this mission, if you are completely absorbed in this mission, then Kobuna Badive Tomar Vishetaranga, he told the Kurma Brahmana, who was a householder and who experienced Mahaprabhu's mercy, and knowing the happiness that is derived in this mission, he wanted to go along with him. But Mahaprabhu said, no. Wherever you are, you do this. And Kobuna Badibe, this is my assurance to you. If you follow this instruction, if you take up this mission, what I have given you, then Kobuna Badibe Tomar Vishay Taranga. It doesn't matter where you are. Whether you are in Vrindavan, whether you are in Navadvip, whether you are in Jagannath Puri, whether you are in some metropolitan cities like Bombay or New York, any European cities, Vishaya Taranga, the waves of material existence, which again and again beat us down, he said, it won't touch you. And Punarapi Eithani Pavimora Sangha, we shall again meet, or rather, Prabhupada explains in that translation, we will never separate. You can find, you will always remain in my association. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hai Andhakar Jahan Krishna Tahanahi Maya Radhikar. So in this way, the point why I am speaking about this is, in Srila Prabhupada's purports, wherever such kind of act, wherever appropriate verses, wherever appropriate context comes up, he introduces the mission, the purpose of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So here, in this particular section, it is explained how glorious are the bilaswargas from material perspective, material point of view, in terms of trying to enjoy. In fact, it is the bilaswargas are better than the heavenly planets, the swargaloka, the higher planets, where pious living entities, after many performance of many pious activities, go there. So this is better than that. The dhanavas and all this, daityas and asuras live. There is absolutely no disturbance due to physical, due to other, any other kind of disturbances. Continuous enjoyment, uninterrupted enjoyment of a very, very high grade in terms of quality. All facility is there. But there's only one problem. This is the material world. Everything, but there is always one but. Practically, it's like the spiritual world. If you read in the third canto, 15th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein description of the kingdom of God is there, similar description is there. All the birds are there, all these kinds of living entities, beautiful wives, and beautiful airplanes, they're going, no problems. What is the difference? That is, that eternally goes on. And here, there is always a fear at the back of the head. When is going to stop? Everyone is desperately looking here and there, hoping that Sudarshan doesn't arrive. Sudarshan Chakra, as soon as it arrives, they know it's going to be a full stop for all their enjoyment. As long as a person has this mentality of enjoyment with self in the center, to that extent, he is going to be miserable. And irrespective of any facility, and what is lobhan? Lobhan means completely absorbed in the self as the center of practically everything else. As animalistic life. And the Prabhupada writes here, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is trying to, this is one of the mission statement of International Society for Krishna, ISKCON. Elsewhere also Prabhupada writes, Dadati Pratino, Guhyam Akhyati Prachati, Bhungte Bhojayate Chaiva, Shadvidham Priti Lakshanam. Loving, sweet exchanges amongst its members. In that, Prabhupada writes, this is one of the purposes of his... In fact, the International Society of Krishna Consciousness has been created for the purpose of these six loving exchanges with Krishna in the center. So that in one of the seven purposes of ISKCON, it says, to bring the members closer to each other and closer to the Krishna, the prime entity. So it's all based on scriptures. The purpose has been extracted. And once the purpose is very clear, there is a sense of direction. Then everyone's energy can be more focused. And when the energy is more focused, you can get results. If it is diffused, if it is diverted, then you won't get the required effect. When it is more just like the paper, this paper has to be burnt and you have a lens, not a lens, what is it called? A magnifying glass. So sun is there, the paper is there and the magnifying glass is there. And suppose you have to burn the paper, you have nothing else. And the magnifying glass, if a person knows how to use it, the sun's energy is always available. But when the magnifying glass is kept at a particular distance from the paper, and the sun's energy that falls in probably 2-inch diameter of that lens, and just that energy which is in that circumference of 2 inches diameter, even that, if it is focused at one point, strict point, for even some time, you will start seeing some smoke coming. And gradually, that focused energy of that sun can burn the whole paper to ashes. So, similarly, we can extend the analogy in two ways. Our heart can be compared to the paper. Mountains and mountains and mountains of sinful reactions in different stages. Bijam, kutam, phalonmukham, all different stages of development of the seed till the fructifying stage. And the human form of life is like a small, some facility with little ability and some little time at our disposal. But if that energy, which is ultimately coming from the sun, is only focused, karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam, The whole lifetimes of karma can be burned to ashes if the only energy is focused in engaging in tatha tivrena bhakti yogena yajet purusham param. Or the whole society can be compared to this paper, and few number of devotees can be compared to this lens. Comparatively very less, the number of devotees, the ratio, devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, doesn't matter which religion or whatever, but devotees of the Supreme Personality of God, sincere devotees who are trying to purify their own hearts and those of others by glorifying the Lord, Supreme Lord. Very few, but with a clear vision and with a mission, they can focus their energy in such a way that by the mercy of the Lord, they can burn out this whole contamination that is there in the consciousness of the people. That is yajna. That's the process of actually diksha. Diksha means divyam jnanam yato dadyat kuryat papasya sankshayam. As also explained here. Kamsa, kamsa, that is bell metal. It's also a metal. It also has some shining property. And gold also is a metal, also has a shining property. But one is of great value. Another one is cheap. Similarly, in human life, because of this contamination, the activities keep on binding us. Because of the contamination of consciousness, and the activities arising out of this consciousness is simply entangling. More and more entangling. But then, yatha kanchanatam yati kamsyam rasa vidhanatah. But rasa vidhanatah, there's a particular, if an alchemist knows exactly what material to put, and he mixes with the bell metal, little mercury, little, the only thing is, mercury is available, but you should know what is the proportion, at what temperature, for how long, etc. That detail is important. If he knows that, and if he mixes that, then the same cheap bell metal can be transformed into the most costly gold. Similarly, the living entities, when they come in contact, what is the process of diksha? By which an expert person puts some ingredients into the consciousness, and then the same activity purifies rather than entangling. You don't change anything. You don't change anything. Everything goes on as it is. But only thing is, there's one more chemical added at a particular time, particular temperature, whatever, which is going to change the whole thing. That's the process of yajna. Bhagavad Gita explains in the fourth chapter, very beautiful verse, Brahmarpanam Brahmavir Brahmagno Brahmanahutam Brahmaivatena Gantavyam Brahma Karma Samadhina. Actually, everything is coming from Krishna, Purnamadah, Purnamidam. Therefore, everything is perfect. Everything is complete. Everything is pure. But then, it is explained, the absolute truth covered by sense gratification is Maya or matter. There is nothing material in that sense. The moment everything is utilized in Krishna's service, it becomes spiritual. But when it is separated, that becomes matter. And anything dovetailed in the service becomes spiritual. Gives the same result, has the same effect of purifying. And therefore, the diksha process is that process. Like your Narada Muni also explains in Srimad Bhagavatam that to Vedavyas, you have given the whole process, that's all right. But he says, write about pure devotional service, because the same activity which is currently entangling and binding, when it is performed for the pleasure and satisfaction of the Lord, then the same activity disentangles us and purifies us. And then he gives an example. When milk product is taken in excess, it creates bowel disorder. But the same milk taken in another form of curd, yogurt, with some kind of special ingredients added in a particular proportion, cures the same problem, gives the reverse effect. So similarly, what is that diksha process? Diksha process is actually revival of the original state, cleansing of the heart. To clean something means to bring a thing to its constitutional state and remove the contamination. That is the process of cleansing. Cheto darpana marjanam. So what does the spiritual master do? The first thing is divyam jnanam yato dadyat. Transcendental knowledge is transmitted. And kuryad papasya sankshayam. Completely removes all the sinful reactions. Because if you are lighting a fire and simultaneously pouring water, that is foolishness. It's like elephants bathing. Kunjara shauchavat. The elephant bathes, becomes very pure, comes and rolls in the mud. So people do some kind of pious activity, but then that propensity to enjoy doesn't go away. And therefore, again and again, they come and do the same activity. In fact, they may use pious activity also for the purpose of better enjoyment facility. And therefore, diksha means the process where the first thing that is said is very interesting. That you say, no mate eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. This is the process where at least don't pour water on the fire. Jnanagnihi sarva karmani bhasmasat kurute tatha. This knowledge, rajavidya, which can burn, pavitram, it is very pure, it can burn, don't pour water on it by doing the same activity again. So that's stopped at least. It's like a fan, rotation, cycle of birth and death is being rotated. Switching it off means now at least no more current is there. So gradually it will come to a halt. Our cycle of birth and death is rotating at full speed now like a fan. It will come to a halt. That is liberated. No more sinful activities. So it's like putting off the switch. Don't put it on again. But then there is a tendency, because the nature of the soul is active. It has to act. And if you do not have a proper direction, again you will do the same activity. And therefore, the next thing is when chant 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra regularly on your beats every day. And most important of all, even that, he said, you develop a service attitude, becoming the servant of the servant. Jiver Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitidas. So the main ingredient that is changing is the attitude from enjoyership to one of servitorship. That is the contribution of the spiritual master. Upadekshantite jnanam jnanina tatva darshina. Upadekshantite jnanam. This divya jnan hride prakashitam. That's the duty of a guru. And this is the process of diksha, where systematic diksha is Actually, the whole process of Diksha is transmitting of knowledge as per the scriptures. Diksha is one ritual, a ritual. But ultimately, it's a process of transmitting the message. So there are different gurus, of course. Shiksha, Diksha, Vartna Pradarshaka, Sansthapak Acharya. These are all different roles played by different people according to the kind of level of advancement and the kind of relationship that they have with the person who is receiving the message. But in essence, everything is doing the same thing. Krishna is Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum. Krishna is the original guru. But according to their level of how much they can manifest Krishna's potency, transparent via media, and guide and impart this knowledge, by which the same activity that bound us, only thing is some ingredient is added. And what is that ingredient? Krishna. So the activities are Krishnaized. And then the same activity becomes Krishna conscious activity. That is yajna. Yajna sankirtana prayajanti sumedesha. And that Mahaprabhu, the golden avatar, has given the easiest process how to transform bell metal into gold. And that is this sankirtana yajna. Congregational chanting of the holy name. And then, once that consciousness is achieved and absorption is there, samadhina. Samadhina means absorption. Absorption is there in serving. Then it doesn't matter whether you are in Bilaswarga or Bhaumaswarga or Swargaloka or Vaikuntha or hell. It doesn't really matter. Such a person, irrespective of what situation is there, fearlessly and happily is rendering. Narayana parasarvena kutaschana bibhyati swarga apavarga narakeshu apitulyartha darshana. And therefore, his state of consciousness is pure and therefore is directly having relationship. So this is one of the purposes as mentioned by Srila Prabhupada in the purport of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. How to transform coal-like people into diamond. Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Devotion, introduction. He says, Mahaprabhu gave the process of transforming lowest kind of people to Goswamis. Therefore, he specifically chose the lowest kind of people. Lowest in terms of birth, from material point of view. Lowest in terms of association. Lowest in terms of degradation. And he transformed them into such powerful, empowered living entities who were not even diamond, they became touchstone. Whomever they touched, they transformed into not gold, but everything made into another touchstone. That's the potency of this power of Diksha. Actually, that's the only purpose. That's the only purpose of this mission of this society. That how to transform only the consciousness. International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Consciousness has to be transformed. We're not interested in change of dress. The hairstyle is not as important. The location of the person is not really important wherever he's located. But what's really important is change of consciousness. And that makes a person the most attractive person. Gold is so attractive. Not people are not attracted to bell metal. If bell metal is lying somewhere, so much stealing is not there. But gold is very attractive. Similarly, people who are considered so abominable, পাপী তাপী যত ছিল হরিনামে উদ্ধারিল, তার সাক্ষী জগায় মাধায়। হরিদাস ঠাকুর ওয়েন ই ট্রান্সফর্ম দিস লেডি হু ওয়াজ এ প্রস্টিটিউট হুম এনি সিভিলাইজড পার্সন উড অ্যাভোর ইভন লুকিং এট, বট ইট ইজ সেড দ্যাট বাই দি টচ, বাই দি দীক্ষা, বাই দি ইনস্ট্রাকশনস অফ শ্রী শ্রীল হরিদাস ঠাকুর, দিস লেডি ইট ইজ ডিসক্রাইবড ইন চৈতন্য ভাগবত, শি বিকেম মহান্তি, শি বিকেম সো গ্রেট বৈষ্ণব দ্যাট ইভন গ্রেট সিভিলাইজড অ্যান্ড এলিভেটেড পিপল দেখি বার ইয়ান্তি, দে উড কাম জাস্ট টু সি, দর্শনে পবিত্র করো এই তোমার গুণ। Earlier, the darshan of that lady would agitate the heart of people and make them fall down, because she was a prostitute. And now, simply by looking at her, people would come from all directions just to behold her form and be purified. What is the difference? The same lady, but only thing is, there is a transformation of consciousness because of connection. Just like iron in connection with electricity is giving electrical output, like that. Conduit, it will become a transparent conductor, a good conductor. Because ultimately, spirit soul is spiritual, and in connection with the Supreme Spirit, you also become very attractive. Krishna is all attractive, we are part and parcel. To the extent we are Krishnaized, naturally people are attracted to the qualities actually. Form is one part. People are actually attracted by the quality. And all these qualities automatically manifest in the personality of a pure devotee. So this, according to... And it is said alchemists are trying since medieval age. But somewhere, Prabhupada writes here, the alchemists of the medieval age tried to manufacture gold, but they were unsuccessful, perhaps because they did not follow the right instructions. The right instruction is described. Any other process of transforming people's lives, when Prabhupada went to the West, he said, you give me. You people are trying to stop. He told that... inspector, some police inspector, criminal, he says, you people want to see that all the criminals are taken care of, no crimes are performed. Right? That's your purpose. You give me a facility, what I'm asking. Just give me a place and give me some money so that I can feed them nicely. That's all. Give me a big hall in the center of the city and give me money to cook nice prasad and feed them. And just see, you are spending so much money to stop these people, giving them some reformation that way, that way, that way. But you don't worry. Just give me this. All this. Everything will stop. Just look at these people. They were all hippies, useless bums, loitering around, aimless. And now, I'm not even paying them a single pie. But they are engaging and we are getting, you know, $70,000 per month or something like that. Big amount, he said. And they are dedicating their lives. And I'm not paying them a single pie. What has inspired? So the solution is there. Of people don't know how to make gold out of this bronze. And the process is given by the golden avatar for the Kali Yuga. Aranamaiva kevalam kalav nastiyaiva gatiranyata. And that is a guru, a real alchemist. He knows exactly what chemical to induce to cause this transformation. That absolutely useless bums become most sought after personalities. Worth taking shelter of, worth putting them into our own hearts and worshipping them. That's the transformation. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jāya, Granthāra Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki jāya, Thāya Gaura Prēmānandī Hari.